Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7.37, it's good morning to Damien O'Mara.
Audrey, good morning to you. Soccer to start, where Tottenham Hotspur have missed out on the chance of moving back into the top four and the Champions League qualification spots in the English Premier League. They played out a 1-1 draw last night with West Ham at the London Stadium. Spurs remain fifth in the table this morning, 2 points behind Aston Villa, both with 8 games of the season left to play. The Spurs manager is Ange Postecoglou.
It's kind of what you expect. Coming here, they're a big, strong team, and they sit pretty deep and compact, and you've got to be patient. I thought for the most part we handled it okay, and their main threats were kind of set pieces or a couple of counter attacks. But again, I thought obviously the goal we conceded was disappointing. Apart from that, I thought we handled it okay. So disappointed not to get a better outcome, but like I said, tough game.
Significant night of action at the bottom end of the table. An 88th minute Dominic Calvert-Lewin penalty saw Everton secure a 1-1 draw away to Newcastle. It was his first goal in 23 games. Everton are, however, still a record 13 games now without a league win. Newcastle went into the game with 11 first team players injured. They then lost fullback Lewis Hall late in the game. They're 8th in the table this morning. So all round another frustrating night for their manager Eddie Howe.
Yeah, it was one of those, I think at that stage of the game, we're just hoping to see the game out. Probably, given a free hand, we'd have made more changes than we did. I felt the second goal was important. We looked close to getting it until VAR stopped that one. And then, of course, I think the big one was for Alex to make it 2-0. And I think against any team, you want the comfort of that second goal. That would put the game to bed. Unfortunately, we didn't get it. And, the penalty hurt us. Look, the amount of injuries we've got anyway is always going to hurt you. But when you have them condensed in one area of the pitch, that does stretch you. But I have to say that the players that played today, Elliot Anderson, Lewis Hall, I thought did really well. So there's no issue there. I think we have to take responsibility ourselves as to why we didn't win.
Nottingham Forest are 3 points clear of the relegation zone this morning. That after a 3-1 win at home to Fulham. Bournemouth beat Crystal Palace by 1-0. Burnley remains second from bottom after a 1-1 draw with Wolves. With Liverpool not in action until tomorrow, Arsenal could move back on top of the table with victory at home to Luton Town this evening. Third place Manchester City host fourth place Aston Villa. Brentford are at home to Brighton in the third game tonight. The Liverpool captain Niamh Fahey has been ruled out of the Republic of Ireland's upcoming Euro 2025 qualification doubleheader against France and England. She picked up a calf injury on club duty. She's gone back to Liverpool for treatment after being assessed by the Irish medical staff. Eileen Gleeson has chosen not to call up a replacement. To basketball, where there was an unusual development last night. Portland Panthers and Limerick Eagles have been ordered to replay the final 0.3 seconds of their recent Insure My Van Division 1 men's quarter-final after a dispute over the outcome of the game. Limerick were awarded 2 free throws as the buzzer at the end of the fourth and final quarter sounded. They were converted to secure an 80-78 win. Portlaoise subsequently appealed the result, arguing that the match had ended and the free throws should not have been awarded. They cited the fact that play didn't resume after the throws to argue their case. Basketball's National Appeals Committee initially ordered that the entire game be replayed. They ruled that the 3 throws had been properly awarded, but that the match officials had erred in not adding time to the clock to allow the game to restart. However, last night, Basketball Ireland and the National League Committee overturned that ruling. They've now ordered that 0.3 seconds be replayed to see the game out.
How are they going to do that, Damien?
Well, the teams are expected to take to the court at some stage this week to see this out.
And play 0.3 seconds.
Yeah. So somewhere, listen, I know it's it's the second tier of basketball, but it's important to Portlaoise Panthers and Limerick Eagles, obviously. But it kind of defies logic to think teams are going to lace up to play 0.3 seconds.
It's taken you about 1,000 times longer to explain the story.
Thank you for pointing that out. But yeah, we'll wait and see if there's another twist in the tale at some point. Far more straightforward, the Court of Arbitration for Sport has dismissed an appeal from the International Boxing Association to the withdrawal of their recognition as the sport's international governing body. The IOC stripped the IBA of their status in June amid long-running concerns around governance, finance and ethical issues. As with Tokyo 3 years ago, the IOC itself is overseeing the qualification and running of the boxing for the upcoming Paris Games. The sport is not currently on the Olympic programme for the 2028 Olympics. Bundy Aki and Finlay Beelam look on course to be available for selection for Connacht's Challenge Cup round of 16 game away to Pau in France on Sunday. It's widely reported as well that Ulster's double World Cup winning South African prop Stephen Kitshoff will depart the province in the summer, just 1 year into a 3-year deal. Ulster are due to hold a media event today Marseille ahead of their Champions Cup game with Montpellier, where some clarity may emerge. Mark Allen faces Ding Junhui this evening in the quarterfinals of Snooker's Tour Championship. The winner will face either Judd Trump or Mark Williams in the semi-finals. And Leona Maguire and Stephanie Meder are both in the field at the LPGA match play event, which will get underway in Las Vegas later on today.